There are such beautiful homes here. I just walking around, driving around, there's lovely homes.
Have you been out in any of the new divisions? We have all of the new homes are out.
Yes. To tell you the truth, they interest me less than the old homes because there's more.
Well, this bed I have in here, it's supposed to be my son's. It's to go to my son, but he lives in El Paso. And I said, now, Bob, I want you to take that bed home with you. Get it out there somehow because it's yours. He said, Mother, it wouldn't go in my house.
Oh, is that right?
It's ceiling, it's a four-poster, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My brother lives in New Orleans, and he was transferred there 15 years ago. He's bought a home in the French Quarter. It was built in 1832, mm-hmm. and he managed to find a four-poster to fit in that in his home.
Yeah.
But his ceilings are very high, and yeah. They're very difficult to find.
Everybody thinks, well, ooh, but the ceiling's this high. I know your living room's hard to heat, but it isn't. It heats nicely.
Mm-hmm. So it depends on whether the house is
how well
constructed.
It's built. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell me something about the kitchen, either in the old house or the one that you?
Well, of course, Mother had a wood stove.
Is that right?
No running water. We didn't have. I don't believe we had waterworks in the old home at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't any.
Mm-hmm.
And the first water system we had here, just a private citizen put it up and added to it and spliced to it. It was a genuine mess, mm-hmm. but it did give running water into your home.
Mm-hmm. Did you have servants to supply the wood, or how did you?
Servants?
Yes, the servants, or did the children have to?
Yeah, Mother always had somebody to help them.
Uh-huh.
And I've had, until you pay them $2 an hour, I have a maid who still comes, but I have to pay her $2 an hour. And I have a little granddaughter who's going to school at Ole Miss. She's in the School of Pharmacy there.
Oh, I see.
She went to the W 2 years, and this is her third year in college. And she said, now, Lacey, you know Hilda, that's my maid. Hilda gets as much as I do. I'm paid $2 an hour. Of course, when she graduates, it'll be better.
Mm-hmm.
But she isn't a graduate. This is her third year.
I see. Why $2 an hour? Is that?
That's what the government says you have to pay a servant.
Oh, that's a law. I see.
$2 an hour, and you got to send a report in on them.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
that's not so easy then. They didn't require it. It was the government that, in other words, your maid didn't ask for it.
Oh no, she'd be perfectly willing to. She's a good nigger. She hadn't gotten educated yet.
I see.
And she didn't require it.
Mm-hmm. But
it's the government. It comes through Social Security. You see, that's what it is. I have to send in a report on how much I pay her. Every 3 months I have to send it in.
I didn't know that.
And it's a nuisance.
Yes, it
especially
would be.
When you can't see any better than I see.
Well, and it destroys something when you can't have an informal arrangement with someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me more about the